only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us, as he is each month, is Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Real Estate Concept. We had a couple of interesting housing stories we wanted to roll by him, and welcome back, Lance. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks. It's always good to show up.
Yeah, well, you there's less of you showing up every time I see you.
Every time.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Right. How many pounds now are you down?
I'm just, 40, but I gained 10 of it back, but that's the muscle.
Oh, there you go.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I love it. All right. We had a couple of stories, Lance, that I think would be of interest. Housing starts. This is national news, according to the Department of Commerce. New housing starts rose by over 5.5%, single-family homes. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, apartment construction in the United States was off by over 7.5%. Mm-hmm. So more single-family homes being built, less apartments? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's supply and demand. And we can't – the only way we can have enough housing for the demand that we have right now is new construction. There's no other resource to fill that gap. And so we're probably even at a higher clip than that in the central Iowa area. We just can't get enough going. Hopefully this milder winter – has allowed them to, get more basements in and get more of the developments further along at this time of year. So it should, this year, I expect that the availability of land/lots will start to be alleviated a little bit.
So that's one of the issues with all of this, and I've heard from other individuals, is that the price of land, the price of lots, continues to increase at a rapid rate.
It has been. I'm hoping that it will level off with the amount of development that's coming online this year. I'm hoping that that'll start to level off those lot prices because they're just silly. Hmm. They've gotten out of control.
Silly.
Yeah.
Just plain silly.
Just silly. Yeah. It's a technical term.
I see that. Yeah. Those realtors speak in technical jargon.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
What is this fall in the apartment building? New construction for apartment buildings is off by over 7.5%.
Well, see, we had, if you remember, about 2010, we started having this glut of people that had to rent. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that happened, we started having the commercial side of residential skyrocket. People were putting them up as fast as they could put them up because there were plenty of people out there, so your supply was high, your demand was high, and then so they needed to increase the supply. Rents have continued to go up.
Oh, astronomically.
Oh, well, yeah, rents are going up at about the same clip that values of housing is going
really?
Up. Yeah, they're both neck and neck, about 5%.
And we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. The Polk County Assessor's numbers are valuations up by 8.3%.
Yes. Now, remember, when you're talking about the assessor, that's the values that were done last January, but 16. January 16 are the numbers that are coming out.
Which is even more scary in a sense, because home value or home prices have also increased because of the tight supply.
Yes. I did some supply numbers real quick just so you could see. Is like in the last 6 months have closed. Those are the ones that have sold and closed. There was 5,750 in the last 6 months. Okay. In pending, which are the ones that have sold but not closed yet, 2,200. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And active, available right now on the market, is 2,900.
Why?
So you start putting those together, and it tells you that we're about 3 months, overall market, we're about 3 months of inventory. Now, factor in that some of those are not even built yet.
Oh, yeah.
And you start seeing why the price is going up.
So along with the interest rates, prices are going up.
Mm-hmm.
And we can expect where is this going?
Well, it's going up. All of that is going to go up. With the valuations are still going to rise. Des Moines is saying 3.7. I think it's more like 5. it's overall Greater Des Moines 3.7% rise predicted. Interest rates probably will go up another 0.5% by year end.
I'm sure.
You know? So
and that tacks on quite a bit of money if you've got a 30-year note.
Yeah, if you have a 30-year note that's $250,000 and the interest rate goes up 0.5%, that makes the valuation of the property the 5% increase in valuation, it makes it $262,500. So $12,500 of valuation increase. And if you increase the interest rate 0.5%, it makes your payment go up almost $100.
Hmm. So at what point do the interest rates become a barrier to entry?
Well, you know, it's a good question because when I started in real estate, they were 12.5%.
That's right. I remember those days.
And I started making a living selling houses. Yeah. So, you know, there's a barrier. For people who have only been in the market for 5 years, this is like OMG.
Yeah.
Oh, my, what's going on? For people that are 10 years, 15 years marketplace people, they're like, you know what? You know, until it gets over 6, it's still absolutely remarkable rates.
Oh, all right. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that we had a news story on today, and I was wanting to ask you about this, I mentioned that the Polk County property assessments have gone out. They'll be hitting the mailboxes mm-hmm. about the 30th mm-hmm. or so. And that they're saying that they've increased property values, private property values, about 8.3% on average over the past couple of years. But despite that surge of valuation, there's something out there called this rollback, that tax liability to the consumer, to me, the homeowner, is only going to raise by 3-4%. How does that work?
Yeah, statewide. There's what's called the state rollback in valuation. And what happens is the state will assess property only at about 52-55% of the full value.
Okay.
And then that is the beginning of your assessment. You take that amount and then you apply your millage rates and your exemptions and everything.
So just in raw numbers, so if we have a home that's worth $300,000, mm-hmm. it may be assessed at 152?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be the taxable value. It will be assessed at 300, but the taxable valuation will roll back to 152, 155.
Got mm-hmm. it. And then that's what we pay our tax.
Yes,
on.
And that's what then your millage rate gets applied and your exemptions get applied and that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's clear as mud. It's no big deal.
I'm glad you do this for a living. That's ciphering kind of gets
that's ciphering, yeah. You got to know your numbers and use like fingers and toes.
Gazintas. We are talking with Lance Hansen from REMAX Real Estate Concepts. How are things with you guys, with the new management team?
Oh, my goodness, crazy. We just opened our new office out in Vista, just off of Jordan Creek Boulevard, south of Interstate 80. Opened, we took our whole servicing center out there.
And that used to be in West Des Moines, right?
It used to be on 8th Street in West Des Moines. We took that out there, got a nice new area for them to grow some more. And then we also included in that another office. And I think there's 12 agents out there right now.
So during your years in selling real estate, and you've been at this for some time, is this a pretty good time to be selling real estate?
Yeah, as an agent? Oh, it's remarkable. Yeah, the only frustration is just finding the house. I mean, the buyers are everywhere. But finding the property, you have to be extremely diligent, and you have to look at every place you can possibly look. It's a tough go.
And you have said on this program in the past, Lance, that it's wise to get into the market now.
It is past now. It's right now. You need to go.
Yeah,
you need to go.
Yeah,
it's time.
Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, one of the REMAX Real Estate Concepts professionals.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you?
Well, I hope so. I mean, if I haven't got there yet, and I don't know if you ever get a chance to read through this, but that's our new tax plan for first-time home buyers?
We will include this in the radio blog.
There you go.
All right. Excellent. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. Thank you so very much for coming in and doing this.
I appreciate it.
All right. We were talking with the building trades in the first half hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer behind the controls tonight. The voice of Insight on Business, the news hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director, of course, is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, conducted, and composed by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, we will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Have yourself a wonderful Thursday night. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.